This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
I'm Christina Partz-Nevelis, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. NVIDIA has completed its acquisition of Israeli firm Run AI following antitrust scrutiny from the European Commission over the buyout. NVIDIA is a close collaborator with the startup, which helps developers optimize infrastructure for AI. Run AI says that its software will be open source, allowing for developers to use the software code to refine computer systems that use hardware not only from NVIDIA now, but NVIDIA's rivals as well. Run AI currently, though, works only on NVIDIA-based systems, so that's a change. Meantime, Microsoft is ending 2024 with capital expenditures of at least $53 billion, mostly for NVIDIA chips, data centers, and other related infrastructure. But heading into 2025, Microsoft also expects around $20 billion in CapEx each quarter. The tech giant announced at least 20 investments of $1 billion or more this past year. On the return side, Microsoft has said that it's on pace to generate $10 billion worth of AI-related sales a year, a lot of that coming from Azure Cloud Business. And YouTube is testing a floating play something button that will pick a video for you. 9to5 Google reports it uses the YouTube Shorts player to show videos, regardless of whether they're vertical or standard format. The feature is similar to the random video picker Netflix retired last year called Surprise Me, which originally launched in 2021 as Play Something. That's your Tech Check briefing for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.